Hiya!
Hiya! Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon. My name is Joe Morata. That is Michael Quinn.
That's me.
Hello there, Michael.
Hi.
This is WWF Superstars of Wrestling, September 13th, 1986, coming to you on Friday, April 12th, 2024, the second episode of Superstars, Quinn.
The second. Episode dose.
Episode dose. Hope we give you guys a nice dose of retro wrestling content
now,
today.
This is the second. It's the same taping, right?
Yes, it is.
How many tapings in this one are
three.
There? Okay.
It'll be three.
It's the same how it was?
Same how it was. If you're stumbling across this on YouTube and you're wondering what this is, well, what we're going to do in just a couple of minutes is we're going to pull up the video of Superstars from September 13th.
Yeah.
We're going to watch it, but I do want to warn you, we are going to talk over it. If that annoys you, I completely understand, but that is what, that's the show.
I think it's funny that we have to warn them.
Well, because like, people do get it. Like, I wish those guys would shut up. It's like, but that's
is that really in the comments now?
I've seen it before.
Guys.
That's just not what, that's, the show is us talking about it. So if you don't like it, it's okay. We're not offended.
You
but,
can change the YouTube channel to another channel.
Yeah, you
can
change the channel. Exactly.
We're on a channel.
We are on a channel right now. And the other thing you're going to notice about this channel is that we've gone all the way back to January of 86 on this channel, but Quinn and I actually have reviewed, live watched, every episode of Championship Wrestling starting in January of 82.
We have.
And those 82 to 85 canons are available on patreon.com/OVP podcast. Not only that, you get the monthly Canon Plus specials. Canon Plus is where we do, you know, let's say there's a Saturday night's main event, or in the case of a pay-per-view, which we've done Wrestling Classic, WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 2, we'll do those. Sometimes it's a house show. We've done Coliseum Video. We just did the big event. That was a great time. Yeah, it was a bit. That's about all you can say. It was big, and it was an event. And coming up on Wednesday, April 17th, I have no idea, because Richard Land, who puts these videos together for us, he's not telling us. He's just giving us this video.
I'm a little weary of this.
I'm very trepidatious. Apparently,
what if it's just the entire last episode of TNT or something?
Oh, no, that's the thing. It could be.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's going
to
be.
That just came to my head. That's awful.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. But it is specifically a mystery episode of the Canon Plus coming up on Wednesday, April 17th.
It's going to be TNT.
It might be TNT.
Oh, God.
Not only that, though, available on patreon.com/OVP podcast. There's also WWF pay-per-view reviews in audio podcast form. We have done every pay-per-view since WrestleMania 1 all the way up to the most recent, just came out last weekend, In Your House, Revenge of the Taker, April 97.
It existed.
Yeah, not for good reasons.
So. I gotta say, though, okay, for our pay-per-view canon people.
Yeah, go ahead.
I very briskly almost finished all the Raws in between.
They're good. They're good, though.
They're real good.
They're real good.
They're real, real good.
And this
they're better than anything that was on that pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, the pay-per-view was balls. But this canon is different than live watching. We actually pre-watch everything. We take notes. We combine our notes, and then we break down the pay-per-view in deep dive analytical format. It's usually 3 or so hours. And these are great if you like podcasts. If you like wrestling podcasts, if you have the time to listen, you can start and stop whenever you want, and we'll take you through the pay-per-view. The good news is, all that crap that I just mentioned, the Canon Plus, the 82 to 85 in the pay-per-views, patreon.com/OVP podcast, you get a free 1 week trial. When I say free, I'm not, there's no funny business, Quinn.
No.
Is anything about it funny?
No, there's no funny business.
No,
you
funny
don't have
business.
To put any like pennies in a machine or
no,
anything
no, no.
and give them to us.
You do not have to pay for it for an entire week. You can cancel it before the week is out if you're never going to pay. We just want you to give it a shot. That's all. Patreon.com/OVP podcast. The other thing we do is a retro pop culture show. It is not about wrestling. And this show comes out every Monday. It's called Acid Wash Memories. Our latest episode is about Super Mario 64.
All 64 bits of it.
Yep, all the bits. We're closing the book on the Mario series that we've been doing for a long time. And coming up on Monday for episode number 67 of Acid Wash Memories will be Woodstock 99.
Very notable.
The happy one.
Nobody cared about the music, though.
No, it was a very sad time. We're going to talk all about that. Okay, Quinn, a new week in the canon means a new week in the calendar. What do we have?
Let's see what we got here.
Alrighty.
Okay, let me open it up. Sorry, wasn't prepared.
No, it's okay.
What is this, August?
No, it's September.
September, okay.
Definitely not prepared, Johnny V.
Losing track of time.
Yeah, seriously, Quinn.
Right, the Wendy Richter thing.
Oh, yeah.
This week? Oh, nothing.
Oh, did I forget to write anything on?
Wait, I can't tell if this is leaking through or not. I see Mac Rivera or something on, but
that was
I'm pretty
month.
Sure his birthday passed.
It's possible that there's nothing on the calendar because I forgot to write
no,
more of them on.
Next week there's
okay.
something.
Okay, perfect.
And then the week after that there's something, but then nothing after that.
All right, so nothing on the calendar. Darn. All right, well, without any further ado, thanks for hanging in with us here, whether you're on the video or the audio. We're going to bring up the video scope in 3, 2, 1, scope. There it is. Mm-hmm. Quinn, we've got a new intro that we don't have to skip for quite a while, I would say.
Yeah, until we get tired of it.
Until we get tired of it. Folks, thanks for being here. This is WWF Superstars of Wrestling, September 13th, 1986. Recognize, Quinn.
It's so recognized.
Look how recognizable they are.
You know what's recognized is NES music that's about to come up.
Love this music, though. Wait, remember, cold open first. Right.
This is the wrestling.
The Superstars of Wrestling.
Let's show you some weird painted shit.
Bruno and Jess, of course.
Hey, look, Jess is wearing, like, notice he put something different on.
He changed it up, yep.
See, it's like next week.
And they didn't have to, because Coat.
Jess just put a different wig on.
Yeah, that's all he had to do. It's pretty good.
Boom.
Such a good theme.
Want to play WrestleMania on NES show? That horrible game.
No, that game sucks ass. It's a really bad game, man.
It's so shit.
Andre with the piece of ham or whatever that flies by. It's not really what it
Musical
is.
Musical notes or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's pretty bad.
Hammers for Greg the Hammer.
He's not in that.
Yeah, but I swear there's hammers that fly by.
There might be.
There still is hammers involved.
This week on the Superstars of Wrestling, the British Bulldogs will join us, the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions,
in a non-title
match.
Their picture or something.
Yep. Oh, that's right, the Three Machines.
Why are they in the Mega Man 2 zone?
That's a weird experiment.
So there's Bobby Heenan also to join us.
That's right, remember Piper's Pit coming back?
It's brought back as the ratings sucked for Flower Shop.
Sad. Another Adonis.
The Macho Man.
That's right, when's the Macho Man? Today.
The Macho Man accompanied by Elizabeth, and there's a tag match for you.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, Dogs. Ooh.
All right, we got Haku and
no Siviafi.
No, thank God. Oh, Sika?
Sika in a, like, the sun. I don't know his face. Is a Teletubby or something?
So funny that he's coming back.
Yeah.
Just Sika.
Good. Harley Race.
King Race.
The king of all wrestling.
Yep.
Update on Harley Race when he was coronated.
We don't need a recap.
Why
do
we need an update?
We don't. No!
Just as I was saying it.
Oh, Mr. Wonderful. Okay. Paul Wonderful.
Is Siviafi against a jobber? No.
Maybe he is the jobber and they're just like...
I hope Mr. Wonderful beats him up.
I hope somebody does. What do we got? Oh, there he is. But he's already in the ring, Quinn. That's a good sign.
That is a good sign.
Probably booze.
Oh,
you were right. It is Paul Wonderful.
Beat him up.
I love that that's his music.
Yeah.
Still is.
But when it comes crashing down, you got to have Mr. Wonderful inside.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Good thing we have Mr. Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how long? He keeps the music gimmick up for a while, doesn't he? I don't remember how long.
February or something. It's on that cage match
event.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because don't they play the music and you're like, oh, who won?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be fun to do.
He does this for like 6 months.
Good. Dave Hebner, the good Hebner, is our referee here. Nice haircut.
Nice Mickey Mouse shirt.
What?
Did I or did I not say sometime, somewhere, the real Mr. Wonderful would emerge again?
Wow.
I mean, it happened while Jesse was out and about.
It did, actually. Yeah. I was filming Predator.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to... It is true, though. Like, Paul Wonderful, he never really changed.
No. Now, it's interesting... That we're living in a time right now where nobody's seen The Predator, by the way.
The Predator, yeah. Yes. Is that,
it's a great movie.
Are you Bret Hart?
Yeah. I think that's the actual name of it, is The Predators.
Are you sure it's not just
Predator? Let me look up.
Predator?
Let
yeah,
me
look
see
up.
What the official title is.
Okay.
I haven't seen Predator in years.
Me
I think
either.
I've only seen it like once.
Yeah. It's show up in shape. He does training. He's tough. All right, well, Siviafi readies himself for an ass kick here. Quinn is looking up for the...
It is just Predator.
Yes, I know. I told you this.
But wait.
About a minute ago.
Oh, I know what I'm confusing.
What? Alien versus the Predator? Joking.
No, they later made a Predator film called The Predator.
Oh,
it's like
canon?
Just another
So
one.
It's like Alien and Aliens?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was in 2018 they made this.
That sounds
about
right. Yeah, it sounds like when they would make something like that.
So they just put the in front of it, and it's like it's a sequel or whatever.
I guess so. All right, what is the problem?
I mean, it's Paul. When he's heel, you know what he does. Like, he tries
he's
to
a
get,
big pain in the ass.
Tries
basically.
To piss everyone off.
He's good at that. He's a great heel, Paul Orndorff. Mm-hmm. All right, we get a
he's
bell
back
here.
Back in the white again.
Yep.
Oh. Really funny.
Ooh.
You know, they're actually asking me if I feel sorry for what I've done to Hulk Hogan.
Why would he feel sorry?
I don't know.
This is really funny, man. I mean, after all that,
we get a clip of the Hogan thing in a box.
It is wise of them to play a clip during this match because nobody cares about CBI.
They should put this match in the box and then put that out here.
Yeah, it's true.
Because the next time that I step in a ring with you, you'll never be able to get up.
Damn. So he's still calling out Hogan.
So he's going to injure him?
Yes, I think that's the inference.
Mm.
All right, off he turned Orndorff around on the ropes. We get a break. Oh, cheap shot over Hebner's shoulder.
I mean, the way Hulk tells the story, it's like he thought like he got killed or something and came back to life.
Well, his pride got hurt.
Yeah, I know. I had to go to the ambulance, brother, and all this shit.
It's not fun. Do you want to go to an ambulance? No.
But then the fans said things. What is up with the sepia and like the weird shit with this video?
Well, the type was a little weird. Somebody spilled the tea on it.
He's right. Getting lighter and darker.
Awful. What is a copy protected with a macro vision on this one?
Oh, no.
All right. Block to the turnbuckles.
Remember we said this would happen, though, that like once we got into Superstars, which is more popular, the tape quality would go down because it's all just a bunch of randos who tape it.
It is very rando. That's true.
There's no consistency anymore. It's not pretty great, really, or whatever.
I'm kind of okay with that. It changes it up, Michael.
I mean, every tape is going to be all over the place now. You know that.
That's a good point. Irish whip by Paul. Dropkick misses. Rafi making the comeback.
Yeah.
The only time he's gotten cheered recently.
Oh. Bump, bump.
That's
why. Rafi doing things?
That's why
this?
They put him against Orndorff, so people would cheer. Put him against the top heel.
Nobody wants to cheer CBAvi.
No, it's like a last resort type of thing. He's going all the way up. Orndorff to his feet, but he's in trouble.
I'll turn this around. Watch.
Under by Paul.
I thought he was going to do the turnaround gimmick. He hits him, and then he falls over and pins him.
That would have been fun.
He's got to do the pile driver,
though. Yeah, exactly. Yep, see, look. Paul Orndorff readies himself. Bobby's saying, now, do it.
This is Superstars. We don't waste time around here.
Thank God. I like this show because of that reason, Quinn. Oh, he did the Hogan-style clothes on.
So I know I told you about this, but this is for everyone else who wasn't in the boards.
Boards.
So I was watching Hustlemania, and I noticed in the middle they were saying this new show, WWE Speed, and I was like, what's that? WWE Speed.
Cover by Orndorff gets the 3 count.
And so I don't know if I asked it or somebody just posted, they're like, Quinn, you should watch WWE Speed. It's like your dream show. And I was like, what is it? And they're like, every match has a 3-minute time limit. And it's only one match. And that's it. It's just a Twitter video that's highly produced.
That's your favorite show.
It's a 3-minute Twitter. And here's the best part, Joe.
Yes.
This is where I thought I was dreaming or something.
Yeah.
Right now, WWE Speed is having a tournament to determine the WWE Speed champion. I'm not kidding.
That's tremendous.
There's like brackets and shit.
That's tremendous.
And they're all 3-minute matches.
That's
it's
great.
Like, can they make a belt? That would be like, and give it like a commissioner of some kind. Get like some wrestler that has a gimmick who talks fast or something.
You know, I wasn't going to bring up WrestleMania, but since you did. You know how Cody won the title from Roman Reigns in the Hobie Sober? That is what Starrcade 97 should have been. That's called delivering. Now, do you get the difference?
Kind of.
I'm going to punch you. All right, let's get this update here. Please, no more WrestleMania.
I just like that the Undertaker.
He looked like an idiot. All right.
He's an undead zombie wizard, Joe.
True.
The issue of the World Wrestling Federation magazine.
Wrestling.
Handsome Hardy Race has arrived.
No, it's King.
The veteran from Kansas City brought outstanding credentials.
Why do they keep confusing this handsome business?
I don't know.
They're not sure about it.
Didn't we see this one?
No. We didn't see that. This picture of him with
Bobby Heenan to be his manager. Recently, Race
to be
Handsome Harley has been embroiled in controversy before, and to assure that continued status, has commissioned Bobby Heenan to be his manager. Recently,
manager.
The king of professional wrestling.
Yeah, we saw that.
I am a king. Oh, this is what Vince is talking. Good. This is the better way. I didn't know it was going to be in an update.
Thank
That's
God.
Much
this
better.
Is so much better. We talked about this. He looks so silly because he's lower than everybody.
Yeah.
Like, he's not elevated on some
even
pedestal.
Even the midget's taller than him here.
Be nice to Lord Littlebrook, please.
Just saying.
Little person.
Quote. Now, is Lord Littlebrook, like, the king of the midget division?
He's a lord, Quinn.
He's a squire, lord, yeah.
No, lord. Yeah, it's in lord. His name.
Right. The lord of midgets.
Yes. I like that Iron Sheik was on hand in support for this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he knows.
I like
where his bread is
he's
buttered.
Front and center, too, by the way.
Good.
He's
right deserves it.
He's probably the most reputable person in there.
In general.
Yeah.
is the heavyweight championship of the world.
Oh, he wants Hogan.
For update,
everyone wants Hogan.
I mean, I don't blame them. Oh.
I'm liking this, the month of Elizabeth here.
Good month.
Yeah.
So look, Sika.
It's Sika.
And the wizard.
Why is he here with him?
He's his manager.
King. I don't remember this. I thought Mr. Fuji was his manager.
He becomes his manager.
Good.
So he's still King Curtis at this taping, for the record.
It's confusing because we saw some other thing where he was...
He was already the wizard, right?
Yeah.
On the snake pit.
Oh no! Shit. Watch out!
Who did he attack?
Kid Magoo?
Who is that?
I don't know. I see a Federetto over there.
Stop. Don Driggers. Our good friend Don Driggers, when he has returned.
Oh, I see.
He made it to Superstars, man. Referee is Dan Davis.
I gotta say, what an upgrade for Riggers that a Federette took his coat away. Like, usually he'd have to put it away himself.
Why does he even bother wearing the coat?
I don't know. You gotta warm up somehow.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So Danny Davis...
And his hair.
Last week, Quinn, Davis was the... He was the target of some criticism from one Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah, he's saying, like... What's stupid is I can't even tell what he did wrong. Like,
I don't think he did much wrong.
Yeah,
he was just too nice to the Hart Foundation
Vince
or something.
Was like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm like, what? It's just a match. Like,
nice clothesline by Roman's dad. Yeah, I know. Remember Mrs. Dad? Here's Roman's dad. Yeah. How about that?
Roman Reigns' dad.
Big right hands by Sika.
I wonder what Mrs. Dad was like in the ring in his salad days.
Did he have salad days?
Yeah. I mean, according to WWE, like, Mrs. Dad is some fucking legend or
champion.
Something.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's good! Sounds like Paul Ellering.
It is Paul Ellering.
He was at WrestleMania. I was very upset about that.
Yeah, I know.
There's a man by the name of Sika!
Is this how he, like, always talked, and did people ever like it? Well, I guess
he talked like this in the Dungeon of Doom.
Yes, he did.
He was the master.
I guess you shouldn't like it, though, right? Because it's a heel, so it's supposed to annoy you.
Can I ask why the box is, like, smaller or something just for this?
You don't need to see more of him.
I think there's no uniformity with their box size.
They're getting used to it. Okay, that was great.
No doubt about that.
That was really good.
I'd like to make a note here of what we saw just a moment ago there. You see the fingers right into the eyes, Bruno.
What, Danny Davis?
Again, Danny Davis. We saw him last week.
This is nothing.
I saw him breaking up stuff, too, with Sika.
What is he? I don't get it.
He is just talking to him.
Why are they, like, over-embellishing nothing? Like,
well, he is. Look, he's admonishing him. Oh, but is he counting?
I mean, you guys are
look at that, Jesse. Look.
Hey, he does what he has to win.
He is breaking
it before the referee counts it.
I don't get what he's doing wrong. Look, he's like, get off him.
What do you expect, NCAA wrestling out of these guys?
Jesse's got a fair point there. Irish whip by Sika, clothesline on Driggers.
I think Vince is setting the seeds, but it's based off literally nothing.
It's just based off, yeah, maybe it's intentionally subtle. Samoan drop, he would know, Quinn, how to do one. You know why?
Because he's Samoan.
That's exactly
when
right.
When trained there, they know how to do it over there.
It's true. Aren't you glad you're here for this hard-hitting analysis, folks, on the canon?
See, that's
gets
why,
the win.
That's why a normal person who's not Samoan, they do the Samoan drop, it doesn't work. They don't get the pin.
That's true.
But if you train in the Samoan drop from another Samoan,
then
it's good.
You learn how to perfect your craft. Right. It's a whole thing. I will say that the video quality is not good.
It's poor. Yeah.
But a win for Sika in his return. Haven't seen him in about 2 years.
I just don't get why the wizard's in his bathrobe.
That's his.
Like, you think, you know, I want to look pretty
put
good.
Put some pants on.
Just that he wants to look good for, you know, the television.
Some khakis or something.
Some shoes, maybe.
Well, I mean, helpful. He's supporting his man who does not wear shoes either.
True.
I'm just saying. He used his weight and he fell on him. He's big.
Who was the guy they put the shoes on and then he was like all confused?
Fatu,
yeah.
In like 94, yeah. It's funny that you remember that. Yeah, he liked it. He hated it. Remember?
He was like trying to paw it off like he's a cat or some shit. Like,
and like Sione's like, no, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's amazing.
It was. It was good. I'm guessing this is Gene now or Ken.
Okay, not Ken.
I chewed my tongue.
I'm like,
let's see.
The Islanders against the
the Islanders. I like Hope Shopping Network.
There you go. I like Hope Shopping.
I order all sorts of things from QVC
and from Glasgow, Scotland.
Glasgow,
Scotland. Piper.
There's a Piper machine. Who's that? You don't know, do you?
The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
The Macho Man.
Against George the Animal.
Oh, I thought it was someone new.
That feud is just, it keeps on going. Oh, shit.
No disqualification.
Oh, it's Macho Man.
Absolutely anything goes.
You
and
suck.
To my way of thinking, that
Ken
is
Resnick.
To favor the animal.
Imagine
again, for just 1 second that you're President Jack Tunney. You want to do that just for 1 second? No, we better not do that because I'd be spitting in your face right now. Yes, I would, yeah. Degrading the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion like you're doing and putting me in a match like you are in the Boston Garden where I took the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship.
He did.
He did. And the reffing was totally on the up and up.
Oh, yeah, no. So were the khakis.
WF. And most of all, a disgrace to the Macho Man.
A disgrace to the Macho Man.
I feel like he's defended against like nobody. As much as I love him,
I feel like all the matches they've promoted that we're hearing them do on the locals is Tito Santana and George Steele, and that's it.
I've never seen him do it against anybody else.
Are there anyone else that we're missing?
Yet he's the greatest.
I don't know.
To be fair, like Don Morocco's like one of the better ones, and he didn't really defend it against very many people either.
I don't remember his defenses.
I mean, Jimmy Snuka, and like,
but who else?
It wasn't that much.
Tito, until he finally lost it to him.
It is funny. I feel like Morocco and Savage are the same kind of Intercontinental champion.
Yeah, they're heel champions.
Not just heel, but just the
good talkers.
I'm good talker. I'm kind of cool cat, like kind of thing.
Stray cat strut.
Yeah.
Isn't this where the Bulldogs face the Moondogs? I'm pretty sure we've seen this episode on the regular.
Didn't they fight them on championship?
No. Did they?
No, I remember commenting on this, Bulldogs versus Moondogs. Oh, no, it's Sika. The Islanders.
Are they named? Let's see what their names are, Quinn. Tonga King in the house. We're here, motherfucker!
The Islanders.
Okay, it's official.
I missed the other part.
Here are the Islanders.
Okay, he didn't say their names.
Look at Haku has a more Islandery thing on.
Thank
notice
God,
that?
Yep.
The hula skirt and everything.
Good. He's still Tonga Kid, according to Vince. And King Tonga. They didn't even make it to Haku yet. That's only a big event.
Oh, true.
Weird, right?
Oh, they're not aware of the Haku name switch?
I mean, it was taped right before this. Maybe it just wasn't communicated.
But when's the thing where, like, they call him Haiku or whatever the fuck?
Hako and Toma?
Hako, and then, like, Jess is like, what the fuck? He was Hako, and, like, he's, like, upset about it.
Yeah. This is a great team. The Islanders, folks, I gained a great appreciation for over the last few years.
They're very good.
They really are. Especially
this
as heels.
This is, like,
heels.
The original good Haku team.
Yes. Much better than what he was doing with Siviafi or Ricky Steamboat.
I feel like he found his friend. Like he found a good tag team partner.
He did. All right, we got Rex, the captain, in there against Haku. Now, is Haku the captain or is Tonga Kid the captain?
I would say Haku's the captain only because he's like he seems like the elder statesman of the two.
Tonga
like,
Kid's still a kid.
Yeah, he's still a kid.
Off the ropes. Leapfrog there by Haku.
Plus,
back
Haku
elbow.
Haku is the king of something. Right?
Yeah, and Tonga Kid is, like we said.
He's like a prince or just, whatever, yeah, I don't know.
Tonga Prince. Mm-hmm. Here comes Quinn's guy, Spotty, but he gets arm dragged.
Oh, man.
And here comes Tonga Kid.
Some tough competition here for the Moondogs.
It is.
And for the Islanders. I think this is a pick'em, Joe.
This is a pick'em. Nice shoulder block by Spotty. Down goes Tonga Kid. Back up the leapfrog over Spotty. Here we go. Off the ropes again. Reverse leapfrog. One more. No. Chop.
You got to remember, just recently, the Moondogs were getting a poosh. Like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, they had Jimmy Hart, their manager.
Yeah, remember?
It's real. What is this? No!
No.
You know the honky tonk man, he's all shit.
Yo, I'm a face.
The honky tonk man was sitting home and he was watching a big tooth. He was
gonna wrestle? Like, he's been talking shit for a while now.
I'm fine if he doesn't.
Paul Orndorff did to my best buddy, my best friend, Hulk Hogan. And it made.
No, your best friend is not Hulk Hogan.
It made the back of my neck and made the hair start.
Shut up!
Remember Hulk Hogan's friend, Honky Tonk Man?
Yeah, remember his friend, Honky Tonk Man, that we've always heard about?
Yeah.
Can't this be Hillbilly Jim pissed off about it?
Longtime friend, Honky Tonk Man.
Because I can't stand it. I can't take it.
How is this supposed to get over as a face? He's so aggravating already. Referee, by the way, I couldn't think of his name last week. I do know the story about him. It's John Bonello.
Oh, sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
I didn't know.
Here comes Haku with the hot
now,
tag.
I'm trying to think here.
Rex, what? Dropkick beautifully done.
Honky Tonk.
Yes.
Do you think that in, like, the South or whatever, because, like, his voice is annoying to us, but, like, where that's, like, how people speak, I wonder if he's just, like, oh,
no,
he just seems like a generic face to them. Like,
no.
No, you don't think so?
He's got a weird way of speaking that's very grating, I think, no matter where you're from. But maybe I'm wrong. Let us know if you're from the South. Body slam by Haku.
If you're from the South, you can't hear it.
Here comes Tonga Kid.
You just think he sounds normal.
Cover 1, 2, 3. It is not just because of the accent that he's annoying. The Islanders get their win in their debut match here on Superstars. Holy shit, this is a good team.
I gotta say, that must be weird. You never think of it, right? You don't
listen
put your,
to this.
Yeah, they're good.
They're so over, yeah.
You never put yourselves in the shoes of somebody that has the accent and how everyone else must sound fucking weird to them.
No, I know how we sound to people that aren't from Jersey. We have Jersey accents. We definitely
do. I understand, but we can't detect other Jersey accents. It's harder for us.
That's true.
Like, right?
Yeah, because you're
used to it. It's hard to sniff it out. We just were like, this is normal.
No, that's true. The Moondogs cannot sniff out a victory here. Look at that
sad.
Beautiful splash. Yeah, but what a win.
I know, but...
This guy oozes charisma.
He does.
Is fiery. Good Lord. I love Tonga Kid.
I just feel bad for the Moondogs.
I know. Well, Jimmy already abandoned them.
I love them. Like,
I know.
Why did Jimmy abandon them? That's stupid.
Yeah, to be clear, though, you don't love Rex, right? You just tolerate
no,
Rex.
No, only because he's Spotty's brother or whatever.
Yeah, his... From the same litter?
Yeah, I've always figured they were brothers. I mean, that was not really...
Not in question.
Not a question. That was something I just thought everyone else thought they were brothers.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You never call it like it is, McMahon. You never do it.
Really blasting the music here.
They are. They love their bumpers.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? Another interview? All right.
Hi fans.
Boston Garden gets
Boston Guns
spilled baked beans on my pants.
Dude Wipes.
No
disqualification. I learned about Dude Wipes when I was watching WrestleMania.
Is on the line.
I didn't even know they existed.
Well, a lot of people didn't. That's why it's good advertising.
Also, Prime Drink.
That thing sucks.
You've had it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Boston home. This is where it all begun. This is where the king was really crowned. This is where he
Boston?
Won the title as a king of wrestling.
Ooh.
Santana, you're just a round and a long ladder to the top.
I see.
And the king is going to step on you like I stepped on everyone else.
I kind of like that feud.
In the ring.
Yeah.
The
king race versus Santana. Fuck it. Why not?
I can't believe after what happened
yeah,
here last
it's better than
Saturday
Tito
night.
Randomly feuding with Macho Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Six-man tag. John Studd, King Kong Bundy, and yourself.
Gimmick.
Donning the tights against Super Machine,
right.
Big Machine, and from Glasgow, Scotland,
Piper
the
Machine?
Piper
Roddy
Machine.
Piper. Don't you try to make a fool out of me or anybody else. I don't know what Piper's deal is. I don't know why he's even getting involved in this. It's none
Fair.
Of your business, Piper. When you took
it's
a
my
hiatus
kid. What,
and
what
didn't
else
show
do you
up
think
in the
it is, Quinn?
Going
just making
good.
Sure no one's
you couldn't take it. You
breaking
came back.
Anything
your
or something.
Beef is with Adonis, pal, not me. I don't know why you're sticking your nose
it's
into
fine.
My business. But I'm telling you, I'm one person you don't want to mess with. Neither is Studd and Bundy.
Yeah.
As long as
don't
I
mess with Bobby Heenan,
yeah.
Said no one.
Mr. Wonderful.
Man,
Studd
even
Bundy,
Piper's
I
getting in
myself.
On some fun now.
Just because he can,
yeah.
Right? It's like, I'm nice now. I don't know.
Going my way, Piper.
Right?
Remember role model Piper that you don't like? Where he's like way too nice.
I might like him the older I get, though.
I that grew on
yeah.
Me. Those like '89 Pipers. I'm like, he's just so goofy. Like,
I might start to like him as I get older.
They want Albano, but Piper, you're in trouble. Big trouble.
What was that?
I want the super
we get a freeze frame of that shit?
You have to.
Want, Albano, but Piper, you're in trouble.
Why did he do
Big
that?
Because he's Ken Resnick. They left it on him too long.
Oh, it was probably supposed to cut.
It was
right.
Supposed to cut a little earlier, yeah.
From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Who?
Weighing 225.
Oh, Shane Douglas.
Troy Martin, I believe.
Troy
yeah.
What? That's not his name.
It is his name. Oh,
no, he's done.
That,
now, he better not get bold because
right?
I'm Shane Douglas. I am the franchise. I am good or whatever. And, like, try to, like, fight him.
You know what? Oh, look at Elizabeth.
Wow, Miss
nice
Elizabeth
dress.
Looking good this week.
We'll believe it at that.
I just like when she... I like the classy look, Miss Elizabeth. Like, the dresses are nicer.
She looks nice.
Wow.
Oh, God. Here we go, Vince. At least Ventura always calls him out on it. Don't be ogling her, McMahon,
yeah.
You know.
Well, she is supposed to be glamorous. I mean, you're supposed to be like, wow, Miss Elizabeth, right?
But a little decorum yeah. From Vince might be... appreciated. Freddie Sparta's going to be the rest.
Honestly, you know what's one thing I wish they did more with Elizabeth, which would actually have been kind of funny?
Yeah.
What if the outfits got, like, crazy glamorous? Like, the dresses are huge and shit to the point, like, where it, like, makes Savage
look,
like...
Dumpy.
Yes. Like, that would have been funnier, because then he's getting mad that they're looking at her.
That's what happened with Marrow and Sable, Quinn.
Yeah, but it would have been funnier if it's like this subtle.
Except it
like,
wasn't the dresses that got huge.
It's this subtle every week. They start getting more insane, and then like it escalates, and Savage is like looking around while everyone's, and he doesn't understand. And it's like,
wow, all the reception for me.
Like he somehow doesn't notice that, like, because he thinks he's the biggest one, he doesn't notice that she looks like. Like more extravagant than him.
He doesn't think about her at all.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's why I think it would be funny. Well, they should have did that.
Jesse's in the middle of yelling at Vince for something.
Your favorites don't win. You always cry foul play and rotten refereeing.
On the contrary, Jesse Ventura, if anyone is biased, I would think it would be you.
What?
All right, I look here.
I think Jesse and Vince are both biased.
They are.
Right, I mean, I know Jesse's gimmick
They're both homers for the opposite team.
Yeah, Jesse claims to tell it like it is, but he leans heel. Let's not get...
But what's interesting, you know what is interesting about the Macho Man Elizabeth dynamic? In this case, Vince is Miss Elizabeth fan, and Jesse's a Macho Man fan.
Yes. Red tights for Savage.
See?
Yep.
What do you
think, Bruno? Nothing.
All that wrestling.
Vince just having to prompt the guy to talk.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm Troy Martin.
Yes.
I am the franchise. That is the impression,
though. He should be
the
Intercontinental Champion?
I should win every title at every company because I was good in ECW a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better than everyone. I'm really good. All right, lock up here.
He was the NWA champion.
He was, and then he threw the belt down.
And then he was the ECW champion.
Yes, he was. Nice takedown there, but the Macho Man rides him. Go behind. No, front face lock. Nice escape. Nice escape here.
Okay, here we go.
Rustlers. Now, he was trained by Dominic DiNucci, the same as Mick Foley was, Quinn.
Coming from the DiNucci school.
Yes, which is, it's a school.
I guess they're pretty reputable with the people that came out of it.
What the fuck is Pedro?
We don't need that. He better not be challenging Randy Savage.
It's a shame to have a man like Macho Man at the Continental Champion, you know.
Does he even know what it is?
He was
asking him somebody.
And I can't wait to have my hand in Macho Man. I'm ready for Macho Man. But I can't believe the way he treats Elizabeth.
Well, that's not nice.
I can't believe
the
way he treats the fans.
I swear he just said, like, who am I cutting a promo about?
He didn't say that, but he said the name of the belt.
He made, like, the face.
Yeah, he did. Shut up.
I think in his old age, he's
old age. He's not even that old.
He's forgetting, Joe.
He's not even that old. He's just not necessary here anymore. All right, Savage did a double X to the top from the top.
He's got a mouthful of mashed potatoes.
A mouthful of mashed potatoes. Wait a minute, look at this.
Shane Douglas getting his ass
good.
ECW
always
out
fine
here.
With me.
Macho Man, you want to go hardcore?
You want to go hardcore? I'll show you Dominic DiNucci. I'll show you Dominic Three Nucci.
Macho Man, I'll fucking fight you outside.
I don't care. All right, double axe on the inside. Elbow time. Can we also take
Could you imagine,
okay,
just for one moment,
yes, Quinn,
that Savage got disgruntled with WWF earlier, and he had like a stint in between where he was in ECW? He would have been amazing
like
in ECW.
Or something. Would have
been
funny.
Holy shit.
All right, here comes that elbow, Quinn. He would have been good. He would have been great for ECW.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Man, Macho Man in ECW is like some weird dream I didn't even think about
good.
Ever.
Would have been good.
That
would have
been crazy.
It would have been. Savage gets the pin. I was just going to say, can we take a moment to appreciate the upgrade in the commentary?
Oh, it's better.
Holy shit, is it better.
Oh, with Bruno talking less, it's also helping.
It does help. It's just a bit less and less as the next 2 year and a half goes on.
Right.
So that's okay.
Somewhere else.
I still can't believe Pedro trying to get...
Yeah, that's... Don't horn in.
What are we doing here, man?
I always envision when we get to the back, the attitude between... the dynamic between Macho and Elizabeth, like, reverses or something. Like, as soon as they go through the curtain.
I don't know, Quinn.
That it, like...
Not if you believe what people say. He was really paranoid.
Yeah, I just do wonder if it's, like, how much of it is an act, how much of it's rumor and hearsay and whatnot.
I'm sure a lot of it's still an act.
Yeah.
What we see here, you mean?
Right.
That's an act, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But I wasn't there.
Not this week. We're going to take you to Piper's.
Oh, yeah. It's back, baby.
Now, is this where he has the fancy set?
No, it's just the set.
It's still the set.
The boss.
Why is Ken Resnick
is
there?
Back.
He's just to be safe. Just to have an official interviewer on hand. I don't know.
They do have a new crest back there.
New crest.
The first thing that we got rid of here on
the pit was them damn flowers. That's the first thing that can go.
What's wrong with flowers? They smell nice and they look nice. Mm-hmm. The great Piper is back. Is that mustache fuck? No. Thank God it wasn't.
Nobody here wears a wig.
Are you sure?
What you got here?
You got a mustache.
I know, but it's the 80s.
What you got?
Okay.
My guest this week is Mr. Ken Redman.
Why? Fans. WWF.
Oh, that's why. That's why.
Monkey Brewster.
Monkey Brewster, let me tell you something. Mr. Brigadoon, you backstabber, you lowlife, you liceball, you Judas, you egotistical ham bone.
Ham bone.
You're old news, Piper. You're old news.
Well, he's got his belt ready, Joe.
Yep.
Three times on one night. I'm going to tell you something right now, Piper. The flower shop has class.
You're it was classy.
I thought you were right. I liked it.
I'm a real man as he wears like a fucking dress and
he's allowed, Quinn.
Well, I love that. I love it. He knows what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Your old hat. You're stale. The flower shop is today. I made history on national TV. And I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Piper. You had to go behind my back to the WWF higher echelon. You sneaky lowlife.
Hey, the house is great here.
You ever heard of the Battle of the Bands?
Have I ever heard of the Battle of the Bands?
You ever heard of the World Series?
Yes. Yes.
You ever heard of boxing?
I'm gonna make a challenge right now.
You ever heard of wrestling?
2 weeks from today, I am going to have a debate with you.
Oh, a debate.
A debate.
What the Why 2 weeks?
Really want. I don't know. New taping?
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that you want to debate one-on-one
Are they going to have, like, stands and everything?
I would love podiums.
Yeah.
Podia.
Podii.
Podiatrist.
Listen, we don't need 2 weeks if you want a contest. I'll sit down.
Let's do it now. Yeah, ooh. Okay. Wow, the pop for that. Jeez.
Look at AC and Jimmy confirmed. Oh, shit. Oh, he threw him over.
No. He pulled the chair out.
Still not nice.
To my right.
I like that Ken Resnick is like the fake
Why
guest.
Would you interview Ken Resnick?
You wouldn't. Like, who wants to talk to him? No. He'd be here from him every week.
All right.
Who's six men? Oh, because of the machines.
I'm going to talk to Roddy Piper.
Glasgow, Scotland. All right, what are we? What?
From Portland,
wow,
Florida.
See, Rick Hunter.
Rick Hunter is definitely the captain here.
Absolutely.
Look at him.
Kate May.
J.J. Jackson.
Hell yeah. There represent, J.J. Looks like a softball coach. Norm from Cheers.
Al Navarro.
I like him. He's good.
Oh, machines. Now, it's not giant, right? They said.
They said it was supposed to be. All three.
Yeah, but there's four now, Jim.
Piper?
No.
Hulk?
Super... good and
no, there's three,
mean and whatever. Like there's like a one that isn't giant.
No, there's super, big, and giant. That's three.
Oh.
I can count.
I thought there was like a fourth already. Like that isn't Hulk Machine and Piper Machine.
You thinking of Lou Albano?
Albano Machine?
Captain Machine, maybe. Yeah, no, look, the giant machine's getting in. Giant Baba, perhaps.
Right. Professional sport. Why don't they have Fuji Machine? That would be good.
That'd be good. I would take Fuji Machine. Yeah. It's fine.
I'll tell you what,
Magnificent Machine.
There you go. You nailed it.
Well, that'd be a good one. What,
yeah.
I'm going to agree with Heenan. If that ain't Andre the Giant.
It would be funny to fuck with Heenan if even like heels started joining in.
It would be.
Like Hitman Machine and like all this dumb shit. Like, what? You know what the best, if this was now, this is what they would do.
What?
They would keep escalating it to the point where like at one point there'd be this scene where the entire roster heels and faces with masks on.
Oh boy.
Like if it was now, there'd be like Truth Machine and like... That's a little rough. Nightmare Machine. Uh-huh. And like all this bullshit. Like, yeah. Right?
I get it. J.J. Jackson in there wearing the...
I just want the scene of the entire ring filled with shit. Like every single person. Like the refs, everything. Like
Ref Machine, yes. Yeah. ATM Machine.
Vince McMahon Machine.
No. No, we don't need him. Mm-hmm. All right, we got J.J. Jackson here, and that is...
Miles Fu Manchu or whatever.
Stop it.
That's what they said.
Now, that is Big Machine in there? Yeah, that's Big Machine.
Right.
I heard he could cook up a mean barbecue.
Yep. I'm
Big Machine.
Already hosts him at his house.
Yeah. Nice clothesline by Big.
In the mask, no less.
How does he eat through that mask?
I don't know. That's the mystery.
Oh, man. J.J. Jackson getting pounded from pillar to post here, Michael. And here comes Super.
They need to send Ray Liotta or whatever in there.
What's we need Ray Liotta. Yes.
What's his name again? Ray.
Which one are you talking
about? The good one.
Rick Hunter.
Rick Hunter,
Ray Liotta.
It's good.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I couldn't think of his name. I was thinking Ray something.
Giant machine.
Bobby Heenan from Japan. You want to know if that's the three machines, or could it be four machines, or could it be more?
And the machines win in this promo after Giant.
They keep doing this, by the way. You notice this?
They're not. That's not good.
Giant in a super with a combined weight of 1,236 pounds. Okay. From Sapporo.
Rick Hunter's pissed, by the way, that like his man got pinned.
Did he even get to wrestle?
He didn't even get in.
That sucks. Look, he's helping. What a good captain. That's a true leader there, Rick Hunter.
He probably gave him a Pepsi after or something. Good. Bought him one for the machine.
I don't want anyone to tell me, but I'm pretty sure he's there until the 90s or something.
I want him every week until he says no Moss.
I'm fine. Yeah, no Moss is what he'll say.
Like I said, McMahon, please have Albano stick a
It's
mask.
Amazing nobody can figure out who these people are.
Well, I mean, they're big stars from Japan.
Right. I just mean to say is like that, you know, that nobody slipped up and said like, oh, that's, you know, Ricky Chochu or
Ricky. Oh, right. Or Ricky Dozen.
Yeah. All those people.
Yeah.
Great Muda.
Jumbo Saruta.
Yeah, like
Masa Chono, perhaps. Right. What is he like?
Sonny Ono.
Yes, Sonny Ono.
He's from Japan, no?
I don't think he's as big as some of these other guys, though.
Oh, I thought he was a huge star. Big. Retired in WCW.
I meant physically big.
Yeah. I don't know. Ultimo Machine.
Yeah, Ultimo Machine. Yeah. Great Sasuke Machine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Could we?
Did that music have flutes in it at some point that I just heard?
Flute-esque.
From Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh!
Weighing 242
Nick
pounds.
Nolte.
Jack Foley. Jack Foley. Nick Nolte. Jack Foley.
Yeah, Jack Foley. There
Jack
he is.
Foley. And Les Thornton.
I wonder if he'll ever move up the ranks.
No,
Jack
look
Foley.
At him. Look at him. I think Les Thornton's got a better shot.
The champion of something.
Yeah. This is where Dynamite just stiffs the fuck out of Jack Foley with a clothesline and the headbutt. Jack Foley. Because what's cool is to hurt people for real in wrestling, I always say. That's
is that what made him go hardcore? And, like,
imagine
lose his mind to
that one thing.
This one match or whatever. He's like, you know what? I got to stand up for myself or whatever.
You know this guy trying to break into the wrestling? Fuck him. I'm going to hurt him. I don't get it, but I'm not a wrestler and I don't.
But according to Bret Hart, Dynamite Kid is like the best wrestler ever or something.
Well, yeah, according to a lot of people, he was.
No.
Not the best guy ever, though, right?
No, pound for pound.
No, the best one I've ever seen, Dynamite. Tom Billington.
No, it's a shame what happened to him.
It was a shame. Yeah. I mean, it is. But.
These guys are awesome.
Yeah, Jesse Oz does always put the Bulldogs over. Always.
Huh. I didn't realize that, actually.
Yeah. He
just doesn't like that they're nice.
He doesn't like Lil Albano.
Right.
Vince, Captain Lewis.
Now he's Lewis.
Vince always calls him Lewis. All right, Les Thornton and Dave Smith in there. Lock up. Let's see.
I want to see what Jack Foley has to offer.
I was going to say, I want to see Jack Foley get in there, another youngster, Quinn.
We've seen Jack Foley as somebody else Foley before in this, have we not?
We've seen him as... Okay. I think it's
he was here before this.
No, not here. Hang on. No, he wasn't. We will see him. I'm sure Rich will include it whenever it is. I think it's a house show in the Boston Garden.
Okay.
Where... Mel Phillips announces him as Nick Faley.
Right.
Because they do call him Nick Foley a few times.
Right.
I don't know. They just didn't care enough that he was saying Nick. They're like, whatever, you're a
Look
jobber.
How little he is right now. That's what's amazing.
He's like 21 here.
He's like a kid. He's like a child.
Yeah, he's barely 21. Nice roll over there. Two British athletes going
at
it.
Him having a big butt and kind of slovenly looking.
You
like a George Costanza style body.
Rotund,
yeah.
Or like misshapen,
yeah.
Oddly shapen.
And here we have Oh, wait, Jimmy Hart.
You know, the British Bulldogs. Captain Lou says the British Bulldogs may be the greatest team he's ever managed in his life. You know, they've got
probably.
They've got the speed. They've got the ability.
But I have a Funk Foundation, baby.
They can do it all.
And the Samoans.
Well, let me tell you something,
true.
Brother. The Funk Brothers and Jimmy Hart.
Oh,
this is 1986.
It's the Funk Brothers.
Baby. You might be wait, is Terry coming back?
Now, but we're gonna-
Jimmy Jack.
He's not a brother.
Cousin, whatever.
Yeah, he's a cousin or something.
Here comes Nick is in the ring. I mean, Jack.
Put a leash around the Bulldog. And that's a
lock up here. Beautiful snap suplex coming up by Dynamite.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
I don't know if that was stiff.
I didn't
that
say
one.
That he stiffed him on that one. I said he stiffed him with a clothesline.
Okay.
And a headbutt.
Dink, okay. So far, normal.
Yeah, here it comes. No? Backbreaker? Beautifully done. Yeah, that's all normal stuff. He whacks him with the clothesline, though. We'll see.
It whenever it comes. From this or something?
I don't know if he got concussed. Ooh, that headbutt was a little. Oof. Here comes Dave. The tag team's good. I like the wrestling part.
Navy Boy Smith.
Or maybe he didn't clothesline him, or did I miss the clothesline?
I didn't see no clothesline.
I know, that's what Mick said, though. Maybe it's a different match.
And maybe he tags.
Maybe we missed it. Maybe she's born with it.
Wait, is he going to, like, hold him up thing?
He's going to do
a
the
double
delayed.
Team maneuver?
I think he's doing a delayed suplex. Ooh, big boy.
By the way, Davey Boy's really funny on those Raws, too. They're all funny.
Everything involving the Hart Foundation is gold for the next
now that Pill's
while.
Back and all this
got
shit.
Pill back. Yep.
Pill.
It's really good. Oh,
look
at
this. He's fighting out.
Here comes Mick. Jack fighting out.
Come on, Jack.
Eye gouge. Irish whip coming up on Davey Boy
That's
Smith.
That's a future WWF champion over there.
Davey Boy Smith?
No, Jack Foley.
Oh, excuse me. He no-sold that. David just said, no, I'm fucking selling it. Wasn't even there.
Isn't that incredible to think about looking at this? Like
the only world champion in this ring
yep.
is the jobber. Yeah. Here comes. Oh, my
there
God.
There it is. Yep. There it is.
Woof. Right across the jaw.
Yes, indeed. I'll tell you what, though.
Oof.
He took. He
what?
Gotta give him some props. I mean, that's the old Mick Foley, I'll take anything shit.
I think that's. Again, I'm not a wrestler. Don't want to be. Never
I'm not saying he should have done that. I'm just saying
he
kept going.
Maybe that's just how you test people. Are you really for real? But you'd think they would have proven themselves before they're on TV, but
right.
I know that's not always true. Suplex coming up by Dynamite. No, that's. Yeah, it's Dynamite.
Yeah, maybe
beautifully
that's.
Done.
Maybe that's.
That'll do it. One, two, three.
I hate to say it because it shouldn't be like this, but I bet you he got some respect for like taking that and keep going.
He said he did after the squashes he would do. The locker room was like appreciative of him, yeah.
Like, I can see Dynamite respecting that because of the way he is.
Yeah. But then again, like, what are you going to do, retaliate?
No, but the
you
fact
kinda
that...
You kind of got to eat shit, Quinn, if you want the job,
I'm sure
right?
people have, like, in the back been like, fuck you for doing that shit to me or whatever.
Well, I mean, again... It's a tight-knit group of people, and it's a very specific business, so I understand
yeah.
that there's, you know, a hierarchy and all
right.
that. I do. But anyway.
I say props to Jack Foley, though. I think he did a good job there.
Did a great job taking an ass-kicking, yeah. didn't he? He really did.
That's what he's good at.
He is.
Here, Bruno, I believe we're going to take a look at the suplex.
Is that the young Hugo over there?
Probably.
All right, let's take
That's Vladimir, for those of you that are new.
It might not be. It's just
the
tank top. It's very,
no, I don't think
it's very Hugo to me.
It's not him. Well, Shuplexa.
A Shuplex on Jack Foldy.
Bruno hates this. You know he doesn't want to be here doing this shit. He just wants David to have, like, a connection.
How long, like, before David's gone officially?
March of 88.
Oh, my God.
He's in and out, but March of 88. That's when Bruno's gone, too.
Is there some, like... Is there some match where he just says, fuck this?
Well, he did that already with Ron Shaw.
I know, but isn't there someone later where he just, like, it's like, after it was over or something, he was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
No, I want to say, I think he gets into a fight with a fan or something.
Oh, really?
I forget what leads to it, but we'll get there one day.
Along with Captain Louis Albano, as we see a sea
kind of crazy to me that, David had one of the most successful fathers in all of wrestling.
Yeah.
And just nothing came of it.
Nothing came of it.
At
really.
All.
What happened here? The actual tape.
Yeah.
Against Hoss and Jimmy Jack Funk.
Hoss and Jimmy Jack Funk.
Against King of the Ring, Harley Race.
That's right.
After what happened last Saturday night, promoters signed two rematches.
One rematch.
Intercontinental title on the line.
Oh my God, the titles will be on the line again. Can you believe it?
What are we going to have George Steele now?
That is so good. I'm going to go drink a cup of urine.
But his tape's breaking because of this guy. On the
line. No, we froze.
What do you mean?
We froze.
A six-man tag.
Let it go. Saturday, October 4th, can they still hear us? The giant John
Studd, King Kong. I mean, this is recording.
I say. Boston. Oh, we're back.
All right, we don't know what happened, folks, but we're still here. It's still recording.
Yep. We're live. Third man,
Chattamati. Maybe.
What?
One big surprise for little Coyote Heenan-san. Hi.
Coyote Heenan-san.
Third man, none other than from
he's just saying names, Joe. Like.
The Piper Machine.
Everybody in Boston familiar with machines now.
Really?
Everybody in Boston.
Have they even been there yet?
Very, very happy.
I think so.
New edition. Piper Machine.
Yeah.
Boston, perhaps much excitement.
Are you tired of the machine gimmick yet?
Animal steel.
Getting there.
I don't know. It's actually like, I feel like they haven't even done much yet.
An animal
true.
Type match. No rules.
I like the addition of Big Machine.
Piper Machine.
The surrogate.
Big is good.
Super he is good.
Machine and Big Machine.
Because Andre can't really wrestle yet.
Can't do anything. Andre.
Perhaps
but, right, that is the reason. Yes. Like he's actually like hurt or something.
Yes.
Boston.
Oh, George Steele. What is he doing here? Hey,
no animal rule. Machine.
Yeah.
No rule.
No rule. Oh, the savage match.
No.
Wait, it's
we
it's,
play.
It's no holds bar.
Yeah.
My game.
Good. Maybe Savage can kick his absolute ass.
I don't know. He just broke shit.
You lose.
I'm scared.
He's talking well, very well. Very proud of him.
I wouldn't mess with that guy.
No.
In a no holds barred match, Animal Steel.
That's a good point. Oh shit!
Oh, jeez, look, he won't stop.
Maybe have difficult time holding on to championship belt.
Still trying to like.
Maybe holding on to Miss Elizabeth too.
But why are they?
Why do they have anything? Whoa! Hi! Hi!
Very, very dangerous man here.
Boy, he won't stop.
You know what? They did this twice now. Konnichiwa, Mr. Fuji.
Why Mr. Fuji?
This is the second time where they've promoted two things in the same promo.
I like
Bobby
it.
Bobby did it with the six-man. This is great.
Look, he's messing up the camera, Joe.
Somebody get hurt, maybe.
Whoa, I think somebody get hurt. Very possible. Boston got...
This is scary, Joe. What? Whoa!
Don't miss it.
Don't fucking miss it.
Don't miss it.
Magnificent Morocco.
All right, good.
Off against leaping Lanny.
This is next week? Why is it?
Dick Slater's going to join us with a special video.
What the?
Dick Slater with a video?
Right after that, the
I don't
killer
want a video
bees
of him.
In the ring next week.
Tremendous tag
team match. And
then, of course, the preparation. Adrian
the killer bees.
Oh, they're prepping for their debate next week.
What are we going to watch them construct the podiums or something?
Oh, Hogan will talk. Okay.
After Hulk Hogan, the six-man match.
Wait, it's over already? I thought there was more shit.
It's Superstars, Quinn.
Why is some of it like pixelated or something?
They're trying out their new video toaster or whatever they have over there.
Look at that, JYD and George Steele.
They're really just doing a lot with JYD. Oh God!
Tennessee, he's something else. And look at that matchup.
What a matchup that'll be. Valentine Beefcake versus Rotundo and Spivey.
I guess. Oh, two teams that don't matter. A musical review of the events of this week. I'm skipping the closing credits. I'm sorry. Like,
we'll get you back up into the ring in just a moment or two for more exciting
I didn't catch that last
action.
More fucking action.
What do we got?
All right, fans here throughout Australia.
Oh, thank Gino, God.
Reminding
Australia.
You don't go away because we're going to get you back up into the ring.
Oh, is he only doing Australia?
Blassie,
oh.
I wanted you on
okay.
Australian
right. Remember,
soil
remember
to share with us
shit.
The recent financial
yeah.
agreement you
financials.
Made with this,
financials.
This new manager of the World Wrestling
manager.
Federation,
Sleek.
A gentleman by the name of Slick.
That's right. I sold him one half interest in the greatest array of wrestlers in a professional business
just
today.
All of them
that would
had.
Have to include yeah. Hercules Hernandez, Nikolai Volkoff, and the Iron Sheik.
That's right. You get it right on the head. And I guarantee you more
he's
money
friendly
than anybody
now.
Thought would be possible.
He's relaxing. He's maxing and relaxing.
None of your business. But I will be able to buy some more of these gems right here. Those pencil neck geeks out there
don't
over.
Spend
you know
it all, Freddy.
About.
You got to retire.
All right, keep your hands
you're gonna
off
be on a,
over there.
You're going to be on
a very fixed income.
Fixed income. You got to chill.
Like Nana. Maybe that's why he was doing voiceovers until the 2000s.
Come on in, Slick.
Oh, shit.
Slick, welcome
wow.
to Australia.
Slick's hair is very puffy.
Apparently,
awesome.
This financial agreement between Mr. Blassie and yourself, one of the most bizarre in the World Wrestling
why?
Federation.
Let me tell you something. I've got more money than an ocean has water, more money than the clouds are in the sky, brother. And what Mr. Blassie and myself have transacted here is none of you with your bowling ball head and none of these goofy people here in Australia's business. What are you, an ambassador for the IRS or something?
Well, I don't know if I have nothing. Please don't bring out the IRS when you're talking to me, Slick.
I love Gene.
Slick, I'm very curious about your business please, background.
Only Gene would be an announcer that's concerned about taxes.
You know, Gene Okerlund, I'm a man of renowned prominence. I'm one of the best real estate businessmen in the world.
Oh, real estate.
And that's how we've wondered for years if it was like nefarious or something, but real estate, okay.
Okay.
I heard that prior to managing wrestlers here in the World Wrestling Federation, Slick, that you had managed a number of girls up in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh.
How dare you, you egotistical buffoon, to stand here and try to insult a man of my vast intelligence and a man of my renowned
dignity.
That's
right, Slick. Give it to him.
In front of people. If it wasn't for the fact I was a church member, I'd knock you right out. And you know that.
See, he's nice, though.
Yep.
Got him upset.
Well,
the shoe fits where? Hercules Hernandez.
You know, he has only a lot of real estate. He also has a lot of friends in
Columbia. Keep it going. Just bring more people in.
Colombian friends, that's right.
Colombia. Is that Western Australia? I'm sorry about that, Fred. Yes.
There's so many conversations going on right now.
So great.
Wait a minute. You're climbing on. Oh, real funny.
Bowling ball head.
Real funny. You jabronis.
Jabronis.
You've been here before.
These people in Australia, they know what I'm all about.
Mm-hmm.
They know what I can do.
Yeah, remember, he's
when
the actual Hercules.
When you think of Hercules Hernandez, you're thinking about pain.
He should just drop the Hernandez. That was just a disguise, that name.
Yeah, just like his Clark Kent.
I don't mind telling you. Fans, we're right back.
Okay. Oh, prime time.
Okay, at least it's not TNT.
True.
What is it?
Is this sport?
Go ahead. You want to do so?
Why do they look like Christmas right now with the red and green?
Is this where he's like trying to use the phone and it like breaks?
Maybe.
The gorilla just keeps
Is this where the banana phone comes from?
I don't remember.
Wrestling fans, it's common knowledge that the World Wrestling Federation is by far the greatest organization
common
in the professional
knowledge.
Wrestling world today and constantly looking for new
Fuck Jim Crockett.
Talent. We're going to see some
it's
of
common
that new
knowledge
and
everyone
talent
else
right
sucks.
Now as we look at newcomer Nick Kaniski.
No!
Who?
Les Thornton. So let's go down.
Gene Kaniski's son. Please, Richard, no. No. No, please, no. No, please not.
I don't even know who Nick Kaniski is.
Thank God. Thank God.
Wow, that just looked like it was a good move, though.
Beautiful suplex. That's Gene Kaniski's son.
I see.
Nick Kaniski with the most impressive debut in Madison Square Garden, and that one came right out of his amateur ranks.
That sucked ass. I don't give a shit about that gorilla.
I don't care.
Was very successful for him, that suplex.
Amateur wrestling is my second favorite thing to watch.
What's your first?
Everything else is just about tied for first.
You're too much.
He liked it.
I'll tell you a first that went down here in the World Wrestling Federation several weeks ago. You were in attendance. I was there.
What?
The sighting was Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
CNE Stadium.
Oh, big event.
Canadian National Exhibition Stadium. 70,000 plus
on hand.
So wait,
nobody knows about this yet.
Yeah, now it's in canon.
Yeah.
Helicopter shot. Take a look at the humanity.
Look at wrestling.
That is pretty impressive.
Canadian National Exhibition.
Impressive.
This is
what's all that? Oh, is that just the carnival? We finally get to see it.
Yeah.
We were wondering.
The largest crowd in the history of professional wrestling anywhere in the entire
wrestling
world. It's a fair, man. It's a carnival.
Imagine getting to go to this. I would love that. You go out and there's cotton candy and rides and stuff.
Pretty cool.
70,000 people that were thrilled to see Orndorff and myself.
Yeah, sure.
They were thrilled to see the King of Wrestling, Harvey Race, Stud and Bundy. That's why it drew over 70,000 people.
Bobby.
You think they came to see anybody else? No, don't fool yourself for a minute.
Happening.
You know, the older
sure.
I've gotten, Toronto, the more Ontario, I like going
Canada,
to the carnival every year. It's
National
fun.
Exhibition.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't really go on the rides. I just kind of wander
you
around.
Just like
and,
to walk around, yeah.
And it's just fun. Just
yeah, yeah, it is fun.
Maybe play a game or two.
Yeah, game.
Throw a ball at a
ski ball or something.
Something. Yeah,
something at a
or you
net.
Can throw the ball at the bottles or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, at the bottles. I think they played that match here.
Both men were lucky.
What match?
Haku versus Morocco from Big Event. That 20-minute draw.
If Morocco went on points.
Morocco was ahead on points.
That's what I would say.
How do you figure that? How do you?
Well, because
would you
Morocco
like to justify that.
Sure,
thing?
Be glad to.
Go ahead.
Because Morocco had more of the match. Morocco had him in trouble more than he had Morocco in trouble. Morocco's a superior.
I don't even
athlete.
Remember if that's what happened.
That's good for 50.
I don't either, but it was a very
do you
bad match.
Subtract from Mr. Fuji walloping Haku with a cane.
See, now you don't know what's the name again?
Haku.
Haku said to him on the floor, maybe
what's the difference?
Well, something.
Well, he provoked the fight.
Man. Yeah. Maybe he said something derogatory about
Fuji
his,
is a liar, a cheat, and a sneak.
Hey,
and someone who has
nice.
To be dealt with here in the World
That's
Wrestling Federation.
He has to be dealt with?
Hates him.
A friend of yours. Yes. You and him get along extremely well
No,
together.
They don't.
We'll
no,
be
they
back
don't.
With more exciting action right after this.
Just because he's a liar, a cheat, a sneak, I mean, I don't get along with him.
Oof. More big event at this?
Yeah.
Was it a prime time big event?
I think so.
Federation.
Does that mean the
I don't think they show anything good, though. Well,
they at least show the title match?
No. Gotta buy the video for that, Quinn.
No, that's Mike self-proclaiming Canada's greatest.
Oh,
he's not Canada's greatest athlete.
Who is Canada's greatest athlete?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I would say the hockey player.
The Rougeos?
No, not the Rougeos.
The hockey team means Wayne
Gretzky. Probably would fall into that category. If you started Bundy...
Could
if
be
they
the,
were Canadian, might resemble that remark.
Well, they could be the
yeah,
Canada
right.
Incidentally, talking Canadian. About Canada, yeah. I heard from World Wrestling Federation President Jack Tunney.
Of I hear course, from him too
talking
a
lot. To him.
He said, please don't bother him anymore with your ridiculous comments about the machines. You have not proven anything
now,
about
the Now, this
is a
little machines. Unfair.
I'll show you an article right here. Let me
Why
show
don't
you something.
Show me something.
We got time here.
Yeah, we got time. Go ahead. What kind of article?
Sure.
What does it say there?
Very casual.
Giant machine.
This Japanese import bears a strong resemblance to an older French model.
We'll be back.
What the
scoop.
Right
oh. What did Vic Venom write that?
That means it's Andre.
No, it's everything spelled correctly.
Okay. Come on, suit.
Did he make a lot of spelling errors in WF Magazine? I never even noticed.
It's just a joke that he yeah. can't spell that people say. I don't know if it's true.
What? How far our feature
it's
portion?
It's not time for the feature match. The feature match comes up
it's
later.
Not even
the
time.
Match is later on in the program.
That can't be the feature.
Of course, it's
the feature is Paul Orndorff and I. That's the feature. That's coming up now.
That is not the feature. That is happens to be what's coming up next, a special TNT piece, because we believe here on primetime in giving equal time. We had the world's champion.
They have ethics here, Quinn.
Yeah,
prime time.
Ethics.
The story. Now, Paul Benedict Arnold is going to tell
hey.
His story.
Hey.
What? Paul Orndorff, what you did to Hulk Hogan
I mean,
in front of an national
this.
Television,
I don't
that's
want
the
to.
Equivalent of a sucker punch. Would you not agree, Lord Alfred?
Well, he's the world's biggest sucker. Why not?
You know something.
Why is he just like from the pool or something? Like, what is this? He's got like flip flops and a bathing suit on.
Very casual.
Gaining self-respect. You know, if Hulk Hogan
yeah.
was a man that everybody thinks that
direct
he is.
From the pool.
Direct from the pool, Paul Orndorff.
Where was he at? He wasn't nowhere near the
pool Orndorff.
Yeah, sorry.
He's getting up here and he's running his mouth. He's trying to turn everything all around.
What?
The big finger is pointed at me. I did everything wrong. Well, let me tell you something.
But didn't
you,
he?
You and everybody else.
All Hogan did was miss a phone
you
call.
Hulk
for
Hogan,
out
you
loud.
Just go ahead.
It was very traumatizing.
Because something
though.
You people are going to have to
learn
to
live with. It was in crisis, Joe. I told you.
He was. No.
The next world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
You can call it jealousy.
People are cheering.
Kinda, it's no wonder he turned on him. He was really upset by that phone call situation.
I guess. I mean, that's tough. It's
yeah.
tough.
But I'm going to get that world's heavyweight belt. I defied the whole wrestling world.
Why?
In one shot.
When did he do that?
When he hit Hulk Hogan.
In one shot.
That defied the world?
Because it was considered a dumb decision to turn on Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I am the best thing that ever stepped
best
in the WWE.
The best there was.
Imagine. People are cheering him in the TNT crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So he can get up here and run his mouth, and he's gonna do this and gonna do that.
How is this show still on?
It's not really anymore.
Oh, I thought it is.
It's very much not after this, I think.
What about this?
This is from one of the last ones, if not the last one.
Good.
And you do pretty good sitting there in that chair in a rented suit. So let me explain something to you. You saw Hulk Hogan out there, the intensity in his eyes.
That's good.
The man's drowning in his own sweat.
Drowning.
You know what
that
it
is fear.
This
That's
man can
exactly
never be trusted again. You can
it
never be trusted again.
It is a sign of fear. The man is shaking.
Hard-hitting interviews here, Joe.
I like that they're building this angle still, though. I really do.
It's in the dead of night. And then after, when nobody's around or anything, then he just slips underneath his rock. You see, I really know what Hulk Hogan's
That's
all
not
about.
True.
Hey, you
that
know,
is true.
You don't know shit.
You know
that is true. And everybody else out there know it. Look at the people that are hollering for me. They want to see Mr. Wonderful the next world champion. Right or wrong?
Wow, he's got fans.
Yeah, about 80 of them, it sounds like.
Thank you, Bobby Heenan.
Impressive.
Thank you very much.
I don't get it. Is he wearing Moondog spots trunks? Like, what the hell was that?
They're just shorts.
Hire all those people you had in the audience.
I had a few of my friends come down.
Family, your whole
that.
Family was obviously there.
I happen to have maybe 60, 70 friends.
Brain's wife
like,
in
what
that
do you guys think?
Like cheering him on.
Do you think that the world's heavyweight champion Hulk Hogan is going to lay down for you if the match ever comes down?
and play dead so that you and Paul Orndorff can say that we are the new champions?
The mocking
tone. He's going to get in that ring, and he's going to fight with all he's got. Because he knows if he doesn't,
he's lost. I love that this
faith.
Is just a thing, though. That's the one thing, primetime.
That we get to watch it, you mean?
Yeah, that it's just like Hulk, it, every Hulk week it's some Hulk shit.
It's good. It's like they're doing the exposition for us.
This is the most story we get, is the show.
It's great.
And he's wounded. It's great. And he's going to continue to be wounded. He's going to be wounded here. Here.
When you get a knife stuck in your back, you do strange things. It wouldn't be surprising to me.
How about how he took advantage of Orndorff all those years?
Give me a break.
Years?
Trying to hang Orndorff
a couple of months.
That he is today.
No,
we'll be right
no,
back
no.
after
You're
this.
Twisting things around, pal.
You're sick. Aired that piece.
I'm sorry I even let you sit here with me.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. It is now time, wrestling fans, for our feature, a big tag team match. Dream Team. Greg, you're on the phone again. Greg the Hammer Valentine, Brutus Beefcake against Jacques and Raymond DeRougeau brothers. Two exciting individuals
that
are going
to
present problems for a whole lot of guys. Not only the Dream Team, but King Kong Bundy and Big John Studd. Let's go to ringside for this tremendous matchup.
I'd like to speak to Miss Betty, please.
Oh, Miss Betty.
When are the Rougeaus a problem for Studd and Bundy?
Never.
Tremendous. You're having problems with the telephone, as usual. 70,000 plus on hand, Toronto CNE Stadium. Let's go back to the conclusion of this exciting match.
No, please, no.
Please answer. I know you're on there.
Unbelievable happenings in Toronto CNE Stadium.
Something I want you to do.
What
is it? Something I want you to do. Hello.
We're on the air here. Are you having a problem or something?
Yes, I'm having a problem. I can hear Miss Betty, my secretary, but I can't. She don't hear me.
Oh, you want to? You actually want to talk to somebody?
What do you
on
think I've
phone?
Been dialing for? Of course, I want to talk to her. Hello.
Why don't you try
can
this?
You hear this?
You want to talk to somebody? You have to put this inside the telephone. You want to?
Took the receiver or the microphone out.
Never ceases to amaze me, the intelligence of Bobby the Brain. Look at that.
Someone's
looker.
Been messing with my phone here now.
Unbelievable.
This is the cheapest phone I've ever seen in my
Unreal.
Life.
Unreal.
Now, wait a minute. Can I get a decent phone here? Is that a lot to ask?
You
Hello.
Me.
Hello. Will somebody give me a decent phone?
Like an idiot.
Gorilla's laugh is so like, infectious.
The Russo brothers' fantastic victory over the Dream Team.
How the hell did he accomplish getting the top part off without even unscrying it? I don't even know like what happened.
Maybe he did it subtly.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the WWF on tour. On by here
Mike
this week
coming
on
off and shit.
Wrestling. You can bet that next yes. week we'll have some more exciting matches for you, and also the
what
continuing drama between Bobby the Brain Heenan and Bob Bell.
Until who's back there?
Did you hear that?
So long until next week
what?
For you, and also
look, something happens. The curtain opens or something.
Bobby the Brain Heenan and Bob Bell. Until then, Gorilla Monsoon saying so long until next week.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
Did you hear what he said? The continuing battle between Bobby Heenan and Mob Bell. Look at Gorilla cracking up.
Gorilla's out of it. You see that?
Yeah. Bobby had to keep a straight face. That was a fun time in the canon.
What a funny.
We're in a great era, Quinn, and the thing is, it's only going to get better.
87 when we get there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at the end of the year here now, right? We're in the back half, if you will.
We're almost into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Interesting.
So, yeah, good stuff. So one more taping from Providence, and then we'll see what else this show has in store for us. But I know
I'm more interested in the second taping when it's just like business as usual.
Yes.
This first taping where it's like,
feeling
okay,
out.
This is new or whatever, but I want to get to the second.
I'm looking forward to the second taping as well.
That's more in my wheelhouse because I've seen the first episodes before. They're whatever.
They're fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
We certainly appreciate you guys being with us, whether this is your first time with OVP or you're a long time, or you're definitely appreciated. If you're going to stick around, be sure to subscribe here on our YouTube channel. You get a new canon every single Friday. Obviously, we'll be back next week for September 20th.
Right.
And the other reminders are that if you would like to get your hands on the 82 to 85 canons, the monthly canon plus specials, including the mystery Feast and Cheeps Richard Fest next Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's available on patreon.com/OVP podcast, along with our WWF pay-per-view reviews. And a reminder that you can get every single thing for free for a week. So try it out. There's a link in our YouTube description. We'd really appreciate it. It'd be a nice start to our weekend to see that we got a free trial. You know, we like that. Other than that, Quinn, this has been fun, right?
This has been great.
The canon's in a great period, and I'm happy to be doing it with you, Quinn. So the only things, really, that we have left to say, just to be safe here, is to be sure to keep your feet warm,
right.
Your seltzer cold, put on Sinatra and start to cry, and drive defensively. Until next time on the canon, it's Joe Marotta and Michael Quinn, and we are out of here.
See ya.